The Rambam in Perek Shmini, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, outlines for us the Seder, and Kinira that it's Likuva. Uli Acharonim, Amadayik, many Diyukim LaHalacha from the Rambam as far as what is considered the Seder. The Rambam begins, Sidur Asiyas Mitzvah Seilu B'Leil Chamishosa Kach. So he outlines for us Bechlau the Seder in Perek Ches, he outlines the Seder. And in Beis, he says, Maschel Mavorech Ber Pi Adoma. And he says, the Achakach Oikren HaSholchon Lufnei Koira HaGodol Levadai. Umoizgin HaKoish HaSheni V'kana Ben Shoyal. Psik. V'imakore Manishtana Alayla Zemikol Alaylas. So the Rambam says, that you do a very strange thing. You remove the table, each one had their own snack table, where they would eat the Suda, connected to the Hesabet. And you remove the table from the Kera HaGodol Avada. And that's the Makar for Megalon Es HaMatzos, Mechatzin Es HaMatzos. What are we doing exactly? That's part of this Oikon Es HaShulchan to do something strange. And then they'd pour the second kais, and the Rambam says, V'kana ben shayel, and at this point in time the child asks, what he asks? We have no idea what he asks. Because the Rambam continues and he says, V'ayimah ha'kore manishtana. If the Rambam meant that everyone should say the manishtana, then the Rambam AJ would say, V'kana ben shayel manishtana, V'gam ha'kore manishtana. But the Rambam says, V'kana ben shayel, psik, what does he ask? We don't know, we don't even know about the manishtana. So, according to the Rambam, the kid asks the question. What the question is, it's not the Manishtana. And who says the Manishtana? The opposite of what we've been taught in nursery school, Manishtana in four languages. Zizali, Batatama, Michel, the Frekin, the Firkashes, the Frekin, the Firkashes. The Dalkashes are the Kaira. Why Dafka this juncture in time? Why Oikon is Hashulchan? To compound the problem, in Perek Zion, Rambam Zokt, Sachanish. Rambam Zochi outlines for us mitzvah seishal Torah of how you do Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Gimel Vitzorich La'asoyis Shinui B'layla Zeh Kedei Shehiru Abonim V'yishalu V'yemru Manishtano Alayla Zeh Mikol Alaylas Ad Sheyeshav Lem V'homo Lem Kach V'kach Yil Kach V'choy Deketze B'shan M'chalkim Kleis V'goizen. Now those artsy people who are like into, you know, health foods, they say Kleis is not candy. Kleis is like roasted wheat. That's really going to excite the kids, not a jumping up and down. So to us, we learn, geizim and kleis means nuts and candy, you know, power of M&M's, whatever it's going to be. So the kid is the kasha, manish, tana, lala, zemi, kol, alilis. So you respond to them, kach, kach, yira, kach, rachaya. So what do you see from the Rambam? That the child does say manish, tana. We encourage them, Rabbi Yosef, to say manish, tana. That's tamadin and manish, tana. There's a chiv for the kid to say manish, tana. That's sipu v'agoda. That's how you make the mitzvah of CPTS with Mitzrayim. So in Perek Zayin, the Rambam says, the Tzorech Lassus Shini Kedishiyah Tenekes Bonim V'Yishalu Manishtan Alayas V'Kal Eloyz. And in Ches, when it comes to the act of say that Dvarim, bottom line, La Halacha, the brisk is La Halacha, forget all about the child asking the Manishtan. It just says, V'Kana Ben Shail V'Makari Manishtan. To compound the issue even further, the basis for the Rambam is the Mishnah in Pesachim, Kufta Zayin and Aleph. Mozgu loy koi sheni v'kana ben shoyel oviv. V'im ein das v'ben oviv malam le manishtana la lazeh mikol aleilois. Shabakol aleilus ano ichlin chametzu matzah, a whole list of manishtanas. Chametzu matzah, sliyesh, which you don't have today because we don't have a kov in Pesach. Kumtz again Rashi and the Rashbam. And they qualify and clarify the Mishnah, they say as follows. So the Rashbam, the Kana Be'er Sheol is Oviv, Kan B'Megizah is Koy Sheni, HaBen Sheol is Oviv, Imu Chochim, Manishtana Achshav Shemoizim Koy Sheni, Koy Demachil. Where's that Manishtana? Are you connected to them? Are you his son? A very bright father. A bright uncle to him. Al Koponim, so the kasha is,
Where's this manishtana? There's no manishtana over here. It says in the Mishnah. Chometz and matzah. Come to get the Rav Zeman. Mechadish and I'm a manishtana. Manishtana she moizgin koi sheni koi de machila. It's a gewaldige manishtana. There's only one problem. It's not in the Mishnah. It's very... acceptable. Understandable. Because the child says, I know the cost of doing business in a Jewish home. You make kiddush. Eat the matzah, the challah, and you have the fish and the soup, the mess. That's a good manishtana. It's a gewaltig manishtana. So Rashbam says, Rashi says, Im hu chachem, he'll ask manishtana shemaizgin kai sheni, and where's that manishtana? The Mishnah. So I've even a starker kasha. The Mishnah is mechadish, a manishtana that doesn't say. The Mishnah says all the manishtanas. And as the Rambam says, this is what we call Haggadah, this is Sipa, this is Likuva. The Rashbam and the Rashi, Mechadish, and I am Anishtana, Shemezim Kosheni. The Gemara on Kuf De Zainam and Aleph, in the bottom of the Yom, it says like this. Maaschal Begnus of Messiah Bishvach. Mai Begnus, Ravam Tchilav Deva, Gulim, Sinim, Shmoor, Ravam, you know. So the question is, how far back do you go? Tarach was an Eved Avodah Zara, and Avram comes from Tarach, or Allah Rami Eved Avodah Lovin. Omalei Rav Nachman Odor Yavdei, Maise Shehoye Kai Chove, it was the night of the Seder, and they're conducting the Seder. Rav Nachman has a Eved Kani called Dorei. Says them as follows. Avde the Mapkalim Or Lecherus, a servant, a slave, where the master is free. Yavli Kaspadov gives him silver and gold. My boy Lemaimale, what does he have to tell him? Amalek, Dari Avde responds, Boila Duyala Shvuche. You have to praise him and thank him. Amalek, Sir of Nachman says to Dari Avde, Pachosa Mile Mamanishtana, with our dialogue and your answers, you've just parted us from saying manishtana. Pasach v'yom avodam ayinu. So it begins with avodam ayinu. They didn't say manishtana that yet. Because of this dialogue. Where's the manishtana? It's in the dialogue. So they started avodam ayinu. Zogt Rashi. Zogt Rashbam. Pasach v'yom avodam ayinu. La'achar sheilas haben his chloim ravodim ayinu. You just got finished saying the part of the manishtana. But trust him alone, the manishtana. It's funny, la'achar sheilas haben. What kind of sheilas haben is there? You just got finished saying that if a master frees a slave and gives him silver and gold, what does he have to tell him? He has to thank him and he has to praise him. Good, we put him saying manishtana. He started saying ravodim ayinu. Dr. Rashbam, la'achar sheilas haben. You just said, we're part of the manishtana. It's a gewaltige kasha. Let's go over all the kashas. Rambam says in Ches, Oikvines Hashulchem Lufnei Akeril Godel Levadik. Meizgen Kashen. Kana Ben Sheol. Period. Look in your Rambam. It says period. Nachdem V'oim HaKeril Manishtana. Well, what's going on? The kid doesn't ask Manishtana. So what do you say? Kana Ben Sheol. Is that the Manishtana? What's he saying? I'm a Kerem Manishtana. Only the Kerem says Manishtana. And if the both say the Manishtana, it's the same. Kana Ben Sheol. I'm a Kerem Manishtana. In Zion, when the Rambam tells us how you become a mitzvah of CPTS Mitzrayim, so Rambam says very clear, you have to make shinuyim. Kedeshiyu aben, vishalu, abonim vishalu, manishtana lelaze, mikol lelaz. How do you do it? You give them clothes, all kinds of gifts, all kinds of treats. I know the cost of the business, you don't eat, you get your candy until you eat your veggies, and I'm getting it first. Kach v'kachira. So Rambam does hold you say manishtana, and he says he doesn't say manishtana to the child. Comes again the Mishnah and says, Moizin Kasheni Vigam, Zog the Rashbam and Rashi, if the Ben is a Chacham, the kind of Ben Shoyal, Manishtana Shemoizin Kasheni Kalamal Achila. Where's that Manishtana? And finally, Patrosa Malema Manishtana with the Mice of Dari Avde, and then Lachashel the Ben, they said, Avad Mayinu? So I'm Mechadish like this. There are two types of Shelois for the night of the Seder. There is Shela Midin Shela and Shela Midin Sipur Vagoda. What does the Kairi have to say Manishtana for? The child, Ki Shal Chabincha, he's got to ask. That's Shela Midin Shela. He should ask. What's that freck? We don't care what he is. That'd be a freck. You pique his curiosity. He buys into the process. You know, a good Rebbe sets up a kasha. And all of a sudden, bingo, the light goes on. The kid has success kasha. He didn't have success kasha. The Rebbe has success kasha. But yes, he has the kasha. He's listening to the Torah. It's not like the dogma that we have. Teach the kid the manashtana 27 times. He says it balpe, he goes to sleep. The tachlis is to ask a question. We don't care what the question is. You can tell him, kach v'kachira, kach v'kachoya. Because pedagogically, if you start a process of him asking a question, he's going to listen to the answer. That's Shalom Midin Shela. But then the Shalom Midin Sibu Vagor, Vayim HaKorei Manashtana. There's the Manashtana that Chazal Wekeveya that represents different elements of Geula. Vayifin Shela Vetshuva. Ma'aloch Ayam Kisona. Say, Ardun Tisav Locher. There's always a question and the answer. Akasha Negamor, Teretz. That's the derech a person learns. That's how you remember a sugya, a halacha. So the night of the Seder, the Chacham Mekaveh, Ba'ifin Tzipi Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shela V'tshuva. And the Ba'ifin of Shela V'tshuva is Ba'im HaKorei Manashtana. And that's Midin Tzipur V'Hagodah. So now when they discuss this theoretical situation where a master freed the Evan and gave him silver and gold, that's Avdus L'Cheres. That's Ben Chayrin, that's Haseba. That's the Mariris of Avdus, tasting the Mara. All the four questions of the Manashtana, the four kashas, lead in this Maisa. So upon analyzing the dialogue, Master Fried, you gave you silver and gold, what should you do? Boy, la dula shvuchay, pachwasim le Manashtana. Which Manashtana? But the child hasn't asked this question yet. Dr. Ashban, because the child still has to ask his question. So now we go back to the Rambam. It makes perfectly understandable. Why are you taking away daddy's table? He didn't eat yet. He asked his question. And you have to make shinuyim. So Rabbi said, we may be having it wrong the way we're doing it. What do? We have the Anaklach with the children, and they get up, and they say, Manishtana, and they listen, and they say it in a sweet voice, some say it in French, sometimes the cleaning lady helps, and they say it in Spanish, but at the end of the day, they say, you know the story is, they just translated the art scroll into Spanish? No, really, so that the cleaning ladies help the kids with the homework, because there's that one. It's a joke. But what's the point? The point of the matter is that you got to get into Yisholch ben Chadavar. You got to make Shinuyim. You have to bring the Seder to life. The old fish and Zach. And, you know, got the Anakal come from Eretz Yisrael and the two little ones over here. So Makas Bar, I always get pink ball balls. And I start throwing tons of pink balls. It's a din in Manishtan. You have to get them excited, interested. They ask questions. Why is Zaini throwing ping pong balls? Oh, that's the borod. What's the borod? Marcus borod with fire and ice. These kids are thirsting for knowledge. But you have to bring it to life. So the Rambam is not telling you the only way. I can just see a guy's medayik in the Rambam. No, honey, I have to get... No. It's not going to help the candies. It has to be roasted wheat. You know, or sugar confection. Mamma's like, they had it in brisk. What do you mean? That's what the Rambam is saying. He's saying, Kedeshira tenekas v'yishalo. Make whatever shinoim you want. Well, the Iranians, I think they whack each other with scallions or with celery. You know, we come in, we get dressed up, and we come and we say, you know, Yehudim Eifuata, and you say, come from Mitzrayim. You have to make it alive for these kids. And they're thirsting for it. I'll tell you another big story, we have a minute left. It's the little things that make a difference. It tells the Rav Maril, Yosef Leibloch, in a Shia Das called Sipri Tzitz Mitzrayim. He asked the question, why don't we have the thespians in every city should make a play. You know, a passion play. Everybody should laugh and cry. You see us, but try. A little bit of matzah is going to affect you. A little bit of mora. There's a chi of liris. This atzmei. The Rambam says laharis. My father used to say laharis means that you have to project to others who left Mitzrayim. Oh, you eat matzah, basebi, make a mess for your wife. That's chayris. Who's the chayris for? Where's the taste of freedom by eating matzah and eating mora? Teretz is monumental things, says Maril, are monumental things. They come and they go. Changes are affected by small things.
You're mafnim, you internalize a little matzah, mar, a saita brings you mincha, saita, little things purify because little things got into trouble. You have temper, anger management problems, little things. Break it down to the straw that breaks your camel's back, you don't get angry. How many times have I tell you to cap the toothpaste? You're married 100 times, it's gnarly, it's disgusting. Even with the cap attached to the thing, you can't cap the toothpaste. So you blow up. What are you blowing up for? Because you're saying 100 times she didn't cap the toothpaste. Well, think of it as one time, one little thing, one straw that broke the camel's back. That's the aside of CPTS Mitzrayim. It's little things that are going to make the changes. You've got to bring it to life. So, the mitzvah says the rice of CPTS Mitzrayim and involve our children, both Shalem Yidin Shalem and Shalem Yidin Sipiv HaGot. Take a be Zeicher. To be a Sagel and have you may know. So, tomorrow night.